진짜 좋았어. 나모 타세 바가와토 아라하토 삼마 삼부다세 나모 타세 바가와토 아라하토 삼마 삼부다세 나모 타세 바가와토 아라하토 삼마 삼본다스. 选一个简单动作，专注呼吸。哦，你也就是说，如果活动是很单纯的，那你就可以专注呼吸；如果活动太复杂的，你就不能专注呼吸。而是说，吃饭的时候如何专注在那里？那专注呼吸的动作是否分心去看？走路、洗澡时又如何修？这是看每个人的能力咯。如果能够。就把动作放慢。如果我们是在禅修营期间，你的动作如果能够放慢，那能专注是比较好的。那如果做不到，那也就只能保持一般性的醒觉，一般性的那个，就是一般性的醒觉，那如果可以，因为如果你真的修得很投入的时候呢，什么都没想了，就是可以。我们问我们自己，在吃饭的时候，我们有没有打妄念？如果我们心有打妄念，那基本上就是还有分心，那就是还有余力，心还有余力去想别的东西。那要把这个余力，剩下来的力量，全部用在专注呼吸，是这样。专注到不打妄念就可以了。当然，它是生活中的那个专注，它不是一。完全只是专注在那个禅修的业处，因为你还要吃东西嘛，是不是？所以基本上只要能够专注到不起妄想，那就已经算是很成功了。所以我们真正的主流的修行时间呢，还是有赖于我们的那个坐禅的那个时候，那才是主流的时间。但是如果能够做到，有些人他能够做到，那是可以，是比较好的。那做不到，那就保持一般性的。那你觉得这个动作比较复杂了，对你，那你就保持一般性的兴趣。或者是也是洗澡啊，别人等着你出来啊，你不能够放慢速度，那你就保持兴趣，好好的洗，然后出来了过后再继续禅修，这是可以的。保持一般性的兴趣。
吃饭是很复杂的。
对对，如果你觉得有些人可以觉得，
我现在讲的是我做个简单动作，比如说洗澡的话比较简单。
对对对。
我的意思是说，我们专注在呼吸这边，但是我要做动作的时候，
对对，
也必须分一些 concentration 一些 attention 在。
对对，一定的。
就是说要分开来。需要分成两部分，至少分两部分。
对对。只要你能够完成那个动作，你就专注。就是说，
还是说我专完全专注在这个动作上面，不要去管这个呼吸。
那也是可以的，那也是可以。但其实呢，你一定有，你即使是你完全专注在动作，你还是有跑别的行路过程的。所以，这是看每个人的能力咯。如果其实你在行禅的时候，你行禅的时候也不可能只是专注在动作一种心流过程，它也是很多种心流过程在操作的。它也行禅也是很多，即使是你注意脚底啊、脚步啊，有些人是这么教的，但你也是会有很多种心流过程。你因为还有看到，还有眼门心流过程，还有听到， 还有耳门进入过程，一定还有的。所以基本上呢，只要你是在禅修以外的那个时间，坐禅或者站禅以外的时间呢，基本上你很难只走一种心路过程，只走一个门，通常都会有别的门。所以现在一样的，专注呼吸也是一个门。你看看行禅的时候，人家也会打妄想的。所以如果你能够把那个打妄想的时间全部投来这个禅修业处，就对了。他的意思并没有说要你百分之百，因为他知道我们这个心禅啊，生活中的本来就没有百分之百的，你知道吗？所以只要能够把剩余的注意力，就是说你去做那个动作的时候，你还有那个剩余的注意力，你就放在这里，其实就成功了。是明白吗？是这样啊。I'll translate the question. The question is about daily activities, mindfulness. Then because in the Gocchara Sambhajana instruction and the Mahasatipatthana Sutta about clear comprehension, there are four kinds of clear comprehension of purpose, of suitability, of a domain, and of non-delusion. And then the third clear comprehension of domain. It's about that is, we are instructed to pay attention, focus on our meditation object all the time in whatever we do, except very sophisticated action, which we are not able to focus on the object. What are the very difficult, sophisticated action when you listen to Dhamma? When you listen to Dhamma, you need to digest.So, it is not possible at that time. If you want to focus on the meditation object, you will not be able to listen properly. Another thing we don't focus on the object is when we pay respect to the Buddha. Because when we worship the Buddha, we do pay respect to the Buddha wholeheartedly by reflecting on the virtues and the qualities of the Buddha. So, when we pay respect to the Buddha, either we focus on the Buddha's qualities like his compassion, his...wisdom, his perfect virtues, and his Buddha power, etc. So in this way, this is how we worship the Buddha. We are not worshipping any individual person or idol or anything. We are worshipping the qualities that we incline our mind towards developing. So that's it. So such activities, you, like when you drive, you don't focus on your breath because the driving is a very sophisticated.A lot of attention you need to, and when you when you have a business meeting or you are doing something or your computer work, you don't focus on your breath in this way. So daily proper work, you just try to do it properly. But when you talk about it, simple activities like then you walk in the park straightway.Then walk at the beach, by the beach, seaside. Then this is such activities you stroll along very easy. You can focus on your breath if you like. You can do. So such activities you focus. And regarding taking bath and eating, do you count that as sophisticated or not sophisticated? It depends on individual.Some yogis, no problem. Some yogis, they find it a problem. So if it's, you find a problem, then you practice general awareness, general mindfulness. You are aware of everything, sometimes inside, just be generally aware. But if you notice that you have a lot of wandering thoughts during eating and during your taking bath, that means you have a lot of excess energy.To think about all other things while you are taking bath or eating, right or not? So such an excess attention, you should not let it wander, let your mind wander around everywhere. You should just focus on your breath. If you can wander and take your bath, and you can wander and eat, that means you can also meditate and eat, right or not? So that's the meaning, you know. That's the meaning, so that to avoid all the wandering, so that you give whatever excess energy you have,channel them towards your meditation. That's all. For Gocchara Sambhajana. 所以是这样子的。所以在这个四明觉里面，目的明觉、合事明觉、行界明觉、无事明觉，第三个明觉就是要你时时刻刻守护着你的这个禅学的业处。所以你就看嘛，有一些活动是真的呢，你一定要全心全意去做的，像听法。如果不是一定要全心全意要去做的，有些东西你就看到，你看你的把握在哪里。所以有些人吃饭洗澡完全没有问题，他说这个我还是可以专注在业处，那对他来讲这个活动还不算复杂。那如果对你来说，哎，这个吃饭不行，太多好吃的东西，我怎么能够不专注？那就没办法了，那你就你要有很有正念的去吃饭了，这样子。但是如果你觉得你还有心，还有那个妄想，那你就那你就好好的把那个专注在妄想，就妄想的那个能量，心的那个剩余的力量全部用在禅修。是这样子。所以有一些边缘活动是有些人觉得复杂，有些人觉得不复杂的，就是可以自己判断。And second question， 第二个问题，马来西亚航空公司曾经有一架飞机飞往北京的航线中途出了问题，你找货 MH370 是吧？以佛教而言，这里是什么因缘？事先可以有什么方法可以避免？如果当时我们也在机上，应该如何？准确的因缘我们也没有讲准啊，我们也不知道准确，但是肯定就是一些不好的也要成熟，就是这样子。我们每一个人都有的，我们全部人都有恶业，都有足够的恶业让我们下地狱的。所以全部人都有恶业的，只是说刚好那个时候呢，你坐在那个飞机上啊，大家的恶业都要成熟，就是这样子而已。我们没有可能我们没有恶业的，所以是这样子，只是说时间到了，好像大家的业一起要成熟吧，这样子肯定是恶业啦，杀业啊之类的，不会是好业，一定是不好业。有什么方法可以避免？那我们就是恶业，如果我们已经造下了恶业呢，其实你是非常难避免的，它要成熟。但是如果我们能够，我们知道以前我们做过很多杀业，那我们增加我们的恒河的水，这个你们听过那比喻了啊，杯子听过吗？啊，没有，我再讲一次吧，讲一次给大家听，就是那个盐的盐块经嘛，那个你佛陀的比喻是把一块把盐你放在一个杯子里搅，你喝不了，但是同样的一把盐你撒在恒河里面，你再拿一杯水来喝，你喝得了，当然也喝不了了，现在恒河的水很脏了。我们是一个意思了，这个比喻了，古时候的恒河了，然后呢，意思就是那个恒河的水量就好比我们的戒定慧，我们的功德。然后因为我们的功德很强的时候呢，我们相比于我们的功德，我们那个恶业就没有那么强，所以呢我们的承受力比较大。像如果我们没有功德，那我们的功德少少的，那我们一点点的恶业我们也承受不起，是这样。所以怎么做，怎么消除呢？不是消除的，我们是承担的，就是我们多放生啊，多正义施药啊，多护人啊，那也许有些时候承担力会好一点啊。但如果你真的在飞机上全部人的恶业都这么强，你是逃不了。我知道有一个人呢，他是命不改绝的，听说有一个人啊，这是我听来的，然后不知道是不是真的故事。他有一天他要上那个进那个电梯的时候，他突然间他按嘛，那个电梯停下来的时候，那个门打开，他一看到那一群人，天哪，这全都是死人，他眼睛看到的是全都是死人，就是那些人呢都不是活的， 死的。其实一条一条就站在那个站在那个电梯里面，他就不敢踩进那个电梯，他就这全都是死人，他就怕，还不敢踩进去。然后那个电梯又在关门，然后呢，下一秒钟，他就整个电梯就掉下去，全部死到完。然后有一个弟子啦，他是亲自跟我说的，他有一次上一架飞机，然后呢，上了一架飞机，然后就觉得很像很奇怪，怎么好像到处地面也有水啊，总是就是很可怕，阴阴寒寒这样子。他说这个飞机不可以坐，很危险。但是没有人觉察，每个人上了飞机觉得这飞机是正常的，但是他觉得这个很阴阴险险，是这样很可怕，他就快点下飞机，让那架飞机失事。那架飞机失事，所以，他亲口跟我讲的，他说他觉得他命大，好像他死期不到，全部人都要死，他就不死，他命不属于他的，好像他就觉得不对，他就下飞机了，那一趟飞机他就不坐了，所以可能就有一点功德吧，他就不会死了，是这样子的。然后如果你读那些有些领袖啊，那些命很强的那些领袖啊，人家要怎么暗杀他，他很奇怪的，每次人家暗杀他上村准好像突然间他不该死的时候就不会死的，他就会不管怎样那就没上飞机了。上次有一个不是哪一个国家巴西的总统还是谁也是一样，他要上那个整个是足球队，全部要上那飞机，他本来跟着去的，但是他一碰什么事情他就没上去了，最后一分钟就没上，大家整个飞机就死掉，全部人死，但他就不死。所以命很强的，有时间没有到他不会死的，是这样。所以增加我们的戒定慧咯，看能够增加我们的承担力没有咯，多救人啊，怎么讲呢？如果当时我们在飞机上应该如何呢？那就保持正念，那要死了就保持正念，不要再连痛苦，痛苦没有用。你告诉自己，其实呢，我这一刹那死了，下一秒钟我就是一条龙。真的吗？你下一秒钟，你如果是保持你的正念死去，其实可能你这一辈子都没那么好，你下一辈子可能比这一辈子好得很多。如果是有功德做天神的话，你这个月一消了，你下一个月真的是做天神，那你不是下一秒钟人家在那边哭哭啼啼的时候，你已经在那边享受生命，真的。或者是你要你讲够了，这个苦够了，我下一秒钟就要投身在缅甸，然后呢要做沙弥啊，那也很好了，是可以的。其实你以为死是很痛苦，其实他就是死的那一刹那很痛苦，然后如果你守住你那个心，下一秒钟你就是你守得住你最后一念，下一秒钟你完全是一个非常好的生命，可以的。所以你害怕反而很可怕，你觉得这是一个机会，这是一个转换因缘的机会，那你把握它，下一秒钟就是完全一个很好的生命。 So this is about a question about MH370, the flight. So according to Buddha's teaching, what kind of condition produce this kind of thing? It must be bad condition, it cannot be good condition, must be some bad karma ripening. And some people say, are they all create the same bad karma? Not necessarily the same, but all of us have created a lot of killing karma. All of us have enough karma to go to hell. It's just ripen or not ripen. When it's not ripen, we are here. When you ripen, you go to hell, you know? So like that. Only the saintly being, the Arya, then they are assured, never go to hell again. If they are sotapan, we call the first stage of sainthood. People have attained first stage of sainthood, then they are assured not to go to hell. And in fact, all people who in the past must have created enough bad karma to go to hell. So it's just whether this karma ripen or not. So it so happened that you're on the plane and everyone's karma is supposed to ripen at that time. You know, then it happened. So like that. So we cannot say exactly what kind of who create whatever karma the. One is a near karma, one is a near condition, one is a far condition. And the apparent condition, there's a lot of theories coming out from there, saying that some are saying this and that, conspiracy, whatever. We don't know. But whatever it is behind this such a serious thing, usually very strong karma ripening. And And if you really don't belong to the class, don't be wrong, don't have that karma ripening. You really, you have very good karma and no bad karma, then somehow you will escape. Somehow. I read about somewhere, somebody wrote, I don't know how true the story is, but anyway, I just relate the story that I read. It says that one person, one day he saw, he wanted to take the lift, so he pressed, he took the lift. So the door opened, there's a group of people inside the lift. The moment he saw, what happened? All dead people inside, he looked dead, But those people, they will not realize, but this person in his eye, he saw, these dead people, Then he dare not join, he dare not walk into the lift, he stay outside, and let the lift close the door again. Then the next second, next moment, the whole lift fell down, Maybe the something to do with the cable, something, not well maintained or whatever. Then all the people die in the lift. This is what I read. I heard directly from one of my disciples. She told me about her experience. One time she went on the plane, and she felt uneasy. What happened? Seems wet, the ground, the floor is wet. Very strange. The floor is actually carpeted. But if she felt in her perception, it's wet, it's cold, it's so uncomfortable. It's very dangerous. This plane is very uncomfortable. So she decided to leave the plane, Already on plane, But she left the plane. She walk out. And then that plane, crash, That plane crash. After that, all the people died and she escaped. She told me. So this is when you really have the karma not to die, and you don't have the karma to die along with the people, then something like this will happen. We also read about one of the leaders in South America. He wanted to join the flight to another country, the football team, football team. Then somehow he did not join, he did not take the plane. Leader's karma sometimes very strong, not the time to die yet. He didn't take the plane, and the whole plane crashed. Just some time ago, not too long ago, 1-2 years ago, and the whole plane crashed, and he escaped. So you see, if you really don't have the karma to die, something like this will happen. So what can you do to prevent it? We cannot exactly say how to prevent for karma, ripening of karma. But in the Buddha's teaching, it is said that we can thin down the effect of the karma. So the example is given in the Sutta Discourse. The Buddha said, if you have a handful of salt, and you put that in a cup of water, and you stir, and it's not drinkable, too salty, you cannot drink. But you take one whole bit, the whole salt, whole handful of salt, you throw it into the Ganges River, and you take one cup of water, you can drink. Because why? Already diluted, the water is so much. I was just saying that, now also you cannot drink, now the Ganges River is so dirty. But that is just a simile, saying that the amount of water, not about the present day Ganges River water, it's just saying that the amount of water a lot, then if there's only a handful, a pinch of salt, then it can be diluted. So, what does it mean? So this simile is going to say, if we have a lot of merits, the water is like our merit, the salt is like just like our bad karma. So if we have a lot of merits, a lot of virtues, concentration, wisdom, and a lot of giving, generosity. So when you have done a lot of good things for the world, and you have released life. So when you have done that a lot, so it's likely that when some bad karma is ripening, you have a lot of supportive good karma which help you to get through very well. For example, if you get sick and then you get a good doctor. Some people get sick, small sickness also, they don't get the right people to help, then they die even for a small sickness, something like that. So you can do a lot of good to dilute the effect of the bad karma. Then at that time, if we were to be on the plane, what should we do? Then be mindful. Be mindful, don't fear too much. If fear doesn't help, if you're supposed to die, you'll die. You see or not? You got a crazy pilot there. You cannot do anything, you know. So if you were to die, don't look at his with a too gloomy eyes. Not really that bad, huh? Yeah, dying is horrible, yes. But you really think of it, it's an opportunity to choose the next life. You see or not? So dying, you may suffer for a few seconds, a very terrible death. But if you can guard your mind, think of the good things that you have done, and try to tell yourself, don't fear, tell yourself, let me have a good rebirth, then the next moment you are reborn. Suppose your karma, if you can, your bad karma get exhausted, but if you guard your mind in a bright, make sure your mind is very bright, very wholesome at the time of dying moment, then you can be reborn in the deva next moment, you see. So next moment, while people, all your people, your family members are crying, you're already a deity up there, you know. It's possible. You enjoy life up there already. It's possible. So, or another good life, lah, you know. So think of it this way. Then no need to fear. Tell yourself, if this karma, I have to exhaust this bad karma. It is also good. Since I cannot avoid, then exhaust my bad karma. And then let me guard my mind at this critical, this, I would say, this is the most important exam, in our life, the most important exam in our life, because all other exams doesn't produce such a great effect, impact on your life, but not the last thought moment, dying moment, there's the biggest exam in your life. If you guard it well, then the result is good life in future. If you don't guard it well, the next, the result is a bad rebirth, you see. So if you think of it that way, then you'll be motivated to guard your mind. After all, you have to die. If you have to die, why not die nicely, properly, in a very bright mind? Yeah? So, that is, okay? In the Buddha's teaching, we have always have this attitude. What I really cannot do, and I really cannot avoid, take it well, you know? This is our attitude. If we can avoid, of course, by all means, we avoid.好，这是我初次学习，经过练习以后，我如何才能知道以此法相应？通常你要试几个方法啦，可以试几个方法。但是如果你用不上功夫，是因为五盖啊，很多烦恼啊，那就跟这个修法没关系嘛。比如说你在专注呼吸的时候，你心里在想着一个很揪心的事，那你心里在很纠结的事情，那个跟禅法没关系嘛，是那个纠结的事嘛，所以那你就不能攀着。如果你完全用全部东西障碍全部放掉，然后呢全心全意的用功，还是用不上功夫，然后呢所有的指示都用上去了，放松，不执着，然后安住，全部都放上去了，但是就是用不上功夫，那也许可以试试别的方法。但是如果是因为你心里刚好有一些纠结的事，我看过很多人换目标，换来换去他纠结的事情不换，或者他的心态没有换，他就什么方法换过来他还是不行啊，这是一点这样子咯。 So this is about how do I know whether this meditation approach technique is suitable for me。So it depends, if you want to know whether it's suitable for you, usually we try out a few other methods. But before we try out some other methods, we must make sure we try these methods fairly, at least fair to ourselves. In what way? You must make sure you don't have unreasonable obstacles. You don't hold on to obstacles. For example, if you have something disturbing your mind, really distracting. Really make you very unhappy, and you don't let go. Then if that happens, then how can you try out this method? You know, in a properly, you cannot try. You cannot try out properly, because you are not trying actually. You're not making the right effort to try. If you have made the right effort, with all the instruction you wholeheartedly you apply, and still seems not so well for you, then you can try other method. Okay? There are other methods like loving kindness, compassion, whatever. So you can try. But you must have time to try out other methods. We also let you try, usually. Some of my students, they want to try metta. Recently, one of my students in Chengdu, she succeeded in metta directly, from metta and enter metta jhana in about 5 days. Very, very... Yeah, she said she got affected by other beings. So, to the point, actually swollen. Her neck, swollen. Swollen. Big lump here. She showed to me. She said, big lump, I cannot do anything. This spirit always chase after me whatever good things I want to do. Then I also don't know what I can do, you know. I'm not expert in chasing spirits. So I did, I just do paritta chanting, you know. That's all I can do, you know. I say, well, try out the Buddha's method, you know. You do whatever chanting, loving kindness, I recite some water, I say, okay. I don't know, I'm not sure about the effect, you know. I'm not very sure. No guarantee. You see, because this kind of thing, you cannot say guarantee. I just try my best. So I recite. I say, okay, take the water and drink and then rub some on your neck and see what happened. And next thing, you recovered. You know? Whoa! Really, you know? Really, whoa. Then, I also don't know. I just do according to, you know. This is... So I say, okay. Then she got a lot of faith. Then she said, I will leave. She will say she wanted to leave the retreat already. She wouldn't leave. Okay, I say, well, since you've got this kind of bad kind of relationship coming with other beings, whatever, you better do metta. Loving kindness is always very good for human relationship or for our relationship with other beings, you see. I say, do loving kindness. So I gave her instruction, specific loving kindness instruction. And because of that faith, she did wholeheartedly, full attention, and she's very bright, she was a CEO in a company or whatever, you know. But she suffered a lot, so she tried to help herself. But now she took the instruction, she got intelligent, she got all the full faith, 100%, you know, full faith. Whatever I told her to do, she would do wholeheartedly, single-minded. Then very powerful, 2-3 days already very bright, the object, you know. The object is a being, but the being also become very bright. Then she got absorbed. And then she made some mistake. I corrected her. She was very faithful in taking instruction. Very, very faithful. Then about 5 days, she got sure. It's a sure matter. It could be earlier, she already got jhana. But to be sure, it's about 5 days, I was sure she got into metta jhana. So this is possible. This is possible. You can try out other methods also. Can try. So, you know, this is talking about this. 禅法是可以修的，所以我们也给他们修慈心禅。最近在成都就是一个个案，然后我就给他修慈心禅，因为他说有众生干扰嘛，他给我看他景象肿起来，他说这个是众生在干扰他。我也不是有去研究这种东西，我说没关系了，我说众生干扰，我不是念一些经哦，给你了念一些经，我也是不会这些，也没有我们有研究，没有受过这方面的训练。但是我就在念经了，念经给他，然后喝一杯水，叫他去喝，喝了然后叫他摸一下，他第二天他就讲就好了，他越肿越大的，然后突然间他就什么药也没有吃，他就这样子消下去了，消了过他就非常有信心，非常有信心。其实我也不知道什么东西，我们就念而已嘛，他就非常有信心，然后我给他讲什么指数，他都非常有心的去执行。然后我说，既然你跟这些众生缘不好，那你就散播慈心嘛。不要做阿拉巴拉去散布慈心，结果他就非常用心的去散布慈心，结果就一下子就亮，那目标就亮起来，然后呢，几天后，大概第五天吧，就很肯定的禅定的报告就给了，很肯定的慈心禅定的报告，这是很好的。一个人他有那个强的慧根，再加上很强的信根，这是很少有的，这个是一个。那个公司里的老总嘛，老总，但是就是说很厉害，做生意赚钱也是非常厉害，但是他也有他的单纯啊，也有他的单纯的信心，就可以很好，所以这是可以尝试，我们可以给你们尝试。 所以这种情形就是叫做业处不适当。他给了一个业处，他用不上功夫，他总是很多阻碍。你给了另一个业处，刚好他可以契入的，那他就一下子就上，这是可以的。有些人白骨啦，白骨白变也是有。那有一个弟子，他在这里坐着给小禅，我在给这个人小禅，然后这个人就有一些出一些白骨的东西，我就给他白骨的指示。我这么给白骨的指示，他听的人已经成就了，他已经成就了。然后呢，他就，但是成就太来的太强了，他自己也不知道是怎么一回事。然后后来慢慢调一下，再马上引导，马上就可以引导他入白变禅定。就在面前这样子讲，他就可以讲到他入引导入百变禅定，然后过后在几天内就教到飞翔飞飞翔。这种也是有的，因为他病人我马上就换了，我一听到他这个报告，他讲啊师父，我今天看到这个，我一听到这样子的报告，我不可能再讲阿拉巴那了，马上就教到白骨观，就这样。So that's another case, people who is a difference of a different meditation of object will be more suitable. It's also last year's one case. I was teaching the one person, the yogi was here, and I was teaching another person. And that person already got some experience of skeleton. So I say, okay, if this person can report a bit on skeleton, so I direct the person to practice skeleton.So while I was giving the instruction on skeleton meditation, then this yogi already attained that state. Then she reported, this is like this. So I say, okay, so if that's the case, you follow my instruction like this. Instead of giving anapana instruction, I gave the instruction on skeleton precisely. And after that, I say, change to white kasina. And from there,immediately can enter white kasina jhana. And after that, within a few days, reach up to neither perception nor non-perception. Very, very fast. One day, come for interview 4 times. One day. After every sitting, done. Come. Reported, done. Then I give the instruction. Next sitting, done. Come back. And then take another instruction for the next one. Such people is a wonderful parami. So I cannot insist on anapanasati.I have to accept that some people with exceptional parami, you have to respect that and consider the condition. So it's possible you want to try out. But if it is because of such case, it's very obvious. Certain meditation object is stronger, is more suitable. But if it is sitting down there, thinking about children, thinking about mother, thinking about friends, thinking about, this kind of thing, whatever meditation,object also same. But some people say no. Only anapana, I have a lot of wandering mind. If you give me other things, I feel very happy. I don't wander. Okay, that's also possible. Sometimes because you don't like that meditation, then your mind wander a lot. Then you give you something that you like, you don't wander. Okay, fair. Then you can change. Can change. So can try out. Try out. Try. Because nowadays we are not like the Buddha.If you met the Buddha, you don't need to go through this difficulty. The Buddha will look at you, okay, this is the best. But it's your fault, not my fault. You miss the Buddha. So don't get enlightened when the Buddha was around. So it's your fault. You don't meet the Buddha. You don't have the merit to meet the Buddha. So you meet Mante Mangala, what can I do? I don't have this ability to help you in this way.Sometimes you can guess, look at the person's temperament, maybe this is it. But that's only guessing, not precise. Precise identification. Only the Buddha has this power. Even Venerable Sariputta, he could not be that precise. He only maybe, I think this is suitable for that person. But for the Buddha, it's 100% precise. If the Buddha said this is the best, it cannot be second best. It must be the best. So this is...佛的，我们没有佛的力量了，所以只能这样子了。佛陀给你指参修指示是100%的，佛陀也知道你时间没到，他也不跟你多讲，你时间到了一讲你就通了。我们也是说不知道，是尽量的。 好，还有什么禅修的疑问吗？OK， 等一下 ，OK， 啊 ，OK。
能不能那个 Jhana， can you elaborate on Jhana and Jhana one, Jhana two, Jhana three, Jhana four, parallel and how to go from one stage to the other?
I think better don't think too much, no. You let it. I can tell you about the first Jhana. After you got the first Jhana, you take the instruction for second, it's a little bit better. If you think too many steps, it's not so good. So the first jhana is very simple. Now you focus, suppose it's for anapanasati. You take the disc, you focus, you let your attention never leave this place. Never leave this place. Whatever happens, even the Buddha come to you, say, sorry Buddha, I will pay attention here. Really, if you go and hug the Buddha, then you get distracted from your object. You know, that's assumption. Now, of course the Buddha won't come to you like that. You're just saying, suppose you have got a vision, whatever, horrible vision, beautiful vision, whatever, don't get distracted, your object is always here, whether it's an object over here. So here there are only two possibilities. One is your breath, and the other one is your nimitta. Then nimitta, you have to know that nimitta must be the light of the breath, which is stable. If it is not stable, it's not ready. If it is stable, then you can pay attention. So two possibilities only, breath or stable nimitta. So if there's stable nimitta here, all other places are not. Whatever light you see outside this place is not for anapanasati. So you pay attention, you focus. Then slowly the nimitta become bright, shining, brilliant, translucent. Then one day you just pay attention normally, naturally, until your mind, subjectively you feel you're absorbed. You feel your mind sink into it. Actually, the mind doesn't sink into anything, but in your direct, your subjective experience is like that, as if you're covered by the nimitta you're in. Then just stay for a long time, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours like that. And after you can do 3 hours, dwell in that, completely cut off all perceptions, all other perceptions except the nimitta, then you can come to take the instruction. 所以这个是这样子的，就初禅的指示啊，不用听到太多其他的禅修的指示了。初禅的指示就是很简单，就是我们的呼吸嘛，呼吸有两种可能嘛，内专注这里，不要去注意超出这里的任何一个东西，不管是什么事情发生都跟你没关系，就只有在这个专注呼吸的地方，气息的地方你就专注。然后那么到专注的墙的时候，它光明出现了，那其他地方的光明都没关系的，都没有，就是这边的光明而已。然后专注，专注到它可以亮，它不稳定的时候不要专注它，稳定，你要稳定才可以专注它。啊，越来越亮，越来越亮，亮亮亮到一个时候呢，它清澈晶莹。有的人讲像太阳，有的人讲像钻石，都没关系，总之就是有放射性的效果。什么颜色不要紧，什么形状不要紧，最主要就是在这里，大小也不要紧，但是你它有放射性的效果，有的人讲像星星，像月亮什么，总之很亮，放光的。然后呢，那时你看，你就看着它平平常常，很感兴趣，很喜悦的看着它，然后它心投入，投入就是在你的主观感觉上，是你好像你的心在投入在这个禅相里。当然我们的心不会掉进给禅相，不是这样子的，但是呢，科学解释它就不是说心跑去禅相，你整个人掉进禅相，不是这样子的。它是你的主观感觉，你的主观感知是这样子，加上整个人像跳水这样咚一下跳下去啊，吸进去什么，那个就是了。那你就留一个小时、两个小时、三个小时。
今天早上第一座的时候，这里好像有一点点，好像一个那个铅笔头的那种橡皮擦的那种大小。黄光一点点这样，好像跟着我的呼吸会稍微大一点、小一点、大一点、小一点这样子。那我就很好奇，因为我从来没有发生过这个东西，那我就不知道说这个是不是现象。然后我就想说，是不是因为坐在这里阳光比较强，我就把眼睛闭 close more， 然后那个就不见了。然后那个，但是过一会儿又好像有一点点， 然后这样子发生两三次，那在那个同时，这旁边这里有一排比较稳定的光这样子，但是这个不动的，那这个是会动的，跟着呼吸动的，然后这个是不动的，那我就不知道这个是因为光线的关系还是那个现象。然后我后来早上第二座跟第三座啊，第二座跟下午的座通通都没有了。
通常呢，大多数的禅修者是在比较明亮的途径比较能够专注，所以有些时候外光会有一点辅助，对有些人来说，不是对全部人，有些人。然后这个辅助呢，你不要去拒绝它，你就任由它。最重要是不要去管它到底是外光影响到，只要你在你的主观感知里面，这里有光明，那里稳定，你就可以看它了。因为你去猜到底是真光假光，这是很累的，没有需要。因为重要的是专注，只要你专注的好，假光也会变真光，这个更重要。你怀疑真光也会变假光，所以不要去想。对，只要他问我们要求，只要你在你的主观意识里面，这个很主观的，你的主观意识里面，然后呢，你觉得这个光存在，它稳定，在这里就可以看。
因为我昨天是坐那边，那边比较没有收到阳光，然后这边早上是坐这一边，因为，所以我就想说，是不是那个光线的关系？
不要紧的，不要紧。最主要是你不管它光线不光线，你就继续专注，你继续专注。暂时还是专注呼吸久一点先，等到呢，它真的来得很强的时候呢，你的信心就会出现。自己自然就会有信心。当你还有疑及的，就是说它还不够强。当你很来得很强，那个禅相来得很强的时候呢，你不会疑的，也没有空间疑的，不会疑的。
那这两个，一个是会动的，好像跟着我呼吸，大大小小都会好像大大小小的，然后另外一个是不变大小的。那这两个是哪一个才是？
这边的是。但是这边的还不稳定，那其他的呢，它有别的因素会产生的了。但是如果有一些禅相我们会知道的，如果你就光还是可以报告了。也有人修阿那巴那的时候呢，修出别的，因为过去修过卡西纳，跑出卡西纳的目标，如果我们听出他那个目标是边出定的目标，那可能我们会给他尝试转移。那有些人目前有一两个，有一个个案吧，转移成功，就是他出现的是光变，我教他修的入住习念，但是他出现的是光变的目标，而且蛮稳定的，还蛮清楚的，然后我就给他试试看转光变，哎，管可以，那就直接走光变了，就不走阿那巴那斯。所以有些时候虽然我们讲我们只关心的是这里，但是如果来了别的，你是报告也不妨，因为你报告过后，我们听你报告，也是说会判断一下，可能会尝试一下，如果可以，那也是很好。
那以后有没有办法再联络呢？
二月就有禅修。
二月在这里吗？
在舅舅，
把车扔他。
好啊。班培。我之所以比较有兴趣，我先讲一个故事 ，OK？ 我这次本来是没有要来的，我本来接到 email 以后，我就把它放一天，就放一天去了，因为这个的礼拜天的 schedule 跟我一般在参加的法光寺的那个 activity 冲突。我平常他们那边有 activity 我都去参加的，但冲突。所以我本来礼拜天我就不打算来，我接到这个 email 一 check schedule 不 match 就不管了，这个 email 我就放一边不管了。在这个活动的三天前，就是开始的三天前，我 躺下去睡觉的时候，忽然间就刚睡着而已，忽然间我梦到一个人在禅坐，然后我就跟在旁边，然后我就醒来了，我那刚睡着也就醒来了，然后就那个影像就很清楚，我就梦到一个师父在禅坐，然后嘴巴在念东西，然后我就坐在旁边，然后就觉得很舒服，然后我就醒来，醒来也是整个人很舒服，然后我就想说，哎，怎么会这样子？然后我才 check 说，我有没有把那个 email delete 掉了？因为我不确定，因为我觉得我 email 很多，我就经常都删掉，所以赶快去 check 说有没有 delete 掉了。结果说、哦、OK 还在，然后才登记，然后才来参加。所以我是说想说有没有可能以后要是有机会的话，要是说有什么 question 的话，有没有办法能够问王培？
现在是这样子啦，我是不敢在网上教学了，因为太多弟子在网上要问，然后我曾经有一个时期我有用微信去给大家回答问题，但是后来我发现到呢，我就成了手机和尚了，然后真的是啊，我就觉得不可以了，所以我现在就是守着这个，没有在网上给大家一件禅修一件，你们要你们来禅修营咯，或者来道场修咯。啊，其实也不只是我，也是说我们这个体系里面，其实你还没亲近到别的禅师，他们都很会教的。我的弟子有些时候还有一些功夫是，比如说有些弟子他对健康特别懂得，他也会照顾人健康，这也是有的。有些弟子不同个人呢，多才多艺的人都有的。所以你现在只是刚好你遇到的刚好跟我有缘了、啊，但是如果你多接触几个导师，有些时候在这个体系里面的导师都可以教，也懂得会看你的禅法，然后也懂得转移，这些都有的。他们也有，因为他们修过这么多，他们的能力每个人都有一些能力的，所以不要担心的，只要是这个体系就可以教，有足够八号禅师认可可以教紫禅观禅的老师，那你就去学吧。然后如果有缘，我不是教你咯，如果有姻缘那就教你咯，如果没有姻缘，我们这个修行就不讲究说一定要跟着某一个导师，就是跟着那个体系的禅师群禅师，这样子就比较好，这样大家也自在，你也自在，我也自在，是这样子咯。可以学的，因为你可能亲近别的导师以后发现他们的功夫也很厉害的，有些导师他强在这方面，有些导师强在另一方面，都有的。对对对，
只是说这一次是就是比较特别，觉得比较说是真的是有缘这样。
可以了，可以。
佛护尊者跟吉祥真是同一个道场。
对啊，他是我的弟子了，但是他的修行教学什么都很强，是这样子，所以都可以来。你来到我们那边也是说，或者是寻法尊者也是很会教的，特别是有压力啊、紧张啊、工作压力很多不会放松啊，那些人就找到寻法尊者就会放松了。他很奇怪，他就是有他的一套，所以通常那些人很多 tension、很多 stress， 那些人我全部是推去找寻法尊者，你找他，他是专家 expert。Because he wants to focus on his student. He is very student centric. You know, he's very much, he won't travel around. He just stay there and teach from throughout the year. That's also good. It's also very good. Very continuous, you know. So myself and Buddha Rakita, we play different roles, you know, complementary to each other. So that's also very good.Don't always wait for the teacher to come to you. You go to the teacher. But one thing I want to translate, very important, is about the nimitta. Other thing is personal, I don't need. But about the question about the nimitta, whether sometimes is it external light affecting me, you know? Is it a real internal light or is it external light? Don't go in question. Don't bother to question. You know? More important thing is if you see the light, as long as it is here, and if you think it is stable, and you watch it, it is stable, and you can pay attention to it. Because even if it is not the real nimitta, but if you focus correctly and continuously, then it will turn into the actual nimitta. But if it is the actual nimitta, and you have doubt, you are questioning it all the time, then that actual nimitta will disappear also. So the more important thing is our practice, our concentration, and not so much on real or not real, not so important. The requirement is that it must be stable. Our object must be stable. If it is a stable object, it's okay. So either breath or the color of the breath, nimitta. Okay? Oh, yeah.
像做了超过一个多钟了以后啊，那个注意力，因为那呼吸很细，慢慢那个注意力就没办法集中，就不专注，有感觉有一点就会累了，想要再专注也没办法，就是好像就心还是会分心。那以前常常做就不会有这个问题，那最近因为有一段时间没有做了啊，像这次来就这一个小时以后可能就。就会累了，就没办法专注。这种情况要怎么办？
你是身体累还是心感觉？心里感觉累，身体没有事。
身体没有事。
那你就重新开始了，你就告诉自己，这一个时间过了，我现在是新的禅坐开始了。有时候
心
理上，
因为呼吸很细，就很专心去看呼吸，去注意那个呼吸。那如果一段时间。
对，
因为像今天超过一个多钟头以后
就中间没有休息，对啊，力量够。对，那个时候也是说有几种方式啦，一种是换姿态，站起来，可能换姿态继续下去，然后这样。如果身体不累的话，身体累就去做卧蚕，做卧蚕专注，身体累做卧蚕。如果身体不累，可以做立蚕，站立疗，然后再做下去也是可以。通常如果身体累那是很容易明白的，但是如果是心里感觉到累，通常是比较不会用感受，比较不懂得用感受。男性都有这个弱点，就是你专注的时候，专注呼吸的时候呢，比较是就是理性的专注，比较少感性的专注。你多一点感，再做一点慈心，做一点 metta 了过后，你再去做你的那种感性。所以说你中他们很多，他们不专注，专注不好就不好了。他一专注，那些专注好的时候可以是非常好，因为女性他们的感情比较丰富。所以有一个人就讲，女性是用心打坐，男性用脑打坐。是这样子。所以因为男性我们的整个成长历程就是被训练成就是把情感抛在一边，对吧？男子汉流血不流泪的那种训练。所以变成我们的情感有些时候会比较压制。所以因为已经你的成长历程就是要理性嘛，不能像女孩子一样嘛，女孩子要哭就哭，我们是不能随便哭的。所以这种情形也会让我们也是感性比较压制，比较不发达。所以这个其实是不健康的。佛陀本身是感性非常丰富的人，可是又不乱啊，还超级永远是理性领头，理性带着，但是感性不可以压制，感性压制了过，这个人就没有活力了。所以你让你自己散播慈心过后，让你的情感健康的情感升起，然后你就会对这个呼吸的时候你是有感情的，你不是干枯的啊，你不是很理性的闭着的专注，你很感性，那它就平衡了，就会越来越修越充电。如果没有感性的力量，就是完全理性的力量，你会很累。很累，这样子。
所以他们，我看书上是说，用心，不要用脑，是不是？用心。
啊，其实讲的就是感性。
就是感性。
啊，多一点感性的。
有，那一阵子不错，就有时候忘掉，就是又用脑，用脑太多就会累。
This point also I want to translate. This is about sometimes he say focus for a long time, get tired. The two types of tiredness, one type is the physical fatigue, tiredness, if you physically you feel tired, you go and do lying, reclining meditation. Either you either do it as like the Buddha posture also can. If you cannot do that, you lie down flat also possible. As long as you don't fall asleep, you can do reclining meditation. That's for if you're to rest your body. The other one is that you feel mentally tired. Actually, the mind, our mind has a infinite strength. You cannot say the mind won't get tired. The physical body get tired. The, when the mind feel tired, it's more because of the mind is bored. The mind is disinterested. Because whether the mind tired or not, every moment the mind arises and passes away. You see, and all the time the mind has take on an object. So how can the mind get tired? If the mind tired, feel tired because of the you don't like the object anymore. So usually such case, and especially for men we have this problem. Because men are more rational. We are trained. We were trained not to be rational. We are not supposed to cry. I don't know, in my upbringing, I don't know. Yeah, boy, you cry like a girl. Who are you? No, you cry like a girl. Cannot. You cannot. Not maybe Western environment different, but in the East, you're a boy, you're not supposed to simply cry. People look down on you. You're supposed to be very tough, you know. So because of this upbringing and training, our emotional strength is all suppressed. It's not healthy. So you don't express your love easily. You don't express. So it's not like, you don't see our leader cry one, not easy. But you see Obama, can cry openly, and people say, oh good, well, he's human. Of course he's human. You see? Why must we act like a robot? You see? But we were trained up in the East. You know? Yeah, this is a training. So because of that, our emotionally, until we know the Dharma, then we know how to express, bring out our emotional side. Actually, even before I met Pao Xiaoji, all my previous teacher in another tradition, oh, very tough one. I told my teacher, Shadow, I feel disheartened in my practice. You thought you are going to get encouragement? The Shadow told me, yogis must not feel disheartened. Yogis must live like a warrior, fighter, like that. Must not feel disheartened. You don't get encouragement. you just, then somehow my training, I just accept it's good. It's a good training. So my teacher told me, must not feel disheartened. Okay, no more disheartened. Finish. Is it to that extent we were trained, you know? So because of that, emotionally, sometimes we are not rich emotionally. You can be emotionally rich and healthy. Not necessarily you have to be emotionally bad, you know, or all the messy thing. You can be emotionally healthy. So men, sometimes this is our weakness. So when we practice, sometimes we don't put in our heart like that. We are just directing. Like this. When you direct your mind to pay attention like that, it's a bit robotic. You don't feel it. When you don't feel it, after you do it sometimes, you get exhausted very easily. But people who are emotionally rich, you love your object. You love it. You really love focusing on it. You enjoy the process. So if you enjoy the process, your energy only get stronger and stronger, happier. You do it in this way. Then you don't get mentally tired. You may get physically tired, don't get mentally tired. So that's why this is especially important for men. Most of the time, I think men and women, we should find each other's strength. For the Buddha himself, he's emotionally very rich person. Of course, but not the kind of wrong type. He's always well guarded by the wisdom. Wisdom will lead, but the emotion, the support, the love side is very powerful. That's why when my student recollect, when she reported to me early last year, she reported to me when she recollect seeing the Buddha. She recalled seeing the Buddha in the past when she did the recollection of the Buddha's virtues. Then the past memory about seeing the Buddha appear. Then when she reported to me, she cried, tears fell down. I said, why? She said, I'm so touched. Even when I think of the Buddha, I feel so touched. I can feel even his energy is on me, even now, when she remember. This is a young Xia Lei, very young, just 20 plus, when she report like that. Because Buddha is actually lots of love, full of love, you know, very powerful, emotionally very rich, you know. So you can do, you can be very healthy. But you have to guard, you have developed this kind of, this aspect, you have to guard it with equanimity also as a support. If you don't guard it, then you get hurt for your love. The love won't hurt us, the true love won't hurt us. Only when you hurt, you love with attachment, that's a problem. If you don't love your attachment, you let detachment be the support of your love, then no matter how much you love, you will not get hurt for your love. Never. It's not possible. True love won't cause us. Then you can love freely. People dare not love freely because they are afraid of getting hurt, you see. So emotionally rich. Then when you're emotionally very rich, what will happen when you pay attention on your breath? It's different. Completely different. Everyone are paying attention on their breath differently. People will direct you that. You say using the brain to focus and using the heart to focus. Actually, it means emotion. Heart is more like, this chakra is more for emotional side, richer. And this is, you are using your rational, directing your mind to say, oh, I want to focus at this, at this, at this. 1 hour, 2 hours, you did make determination. That's all rational. But you're lacking the emotional side. So usually for men, I always encourage them to practice loving kindness meditation first, before they practice anapana or anything, and regularly practice loving kindness meditation. That's why we find our female yogis, they always have advantage over the men. Because, not to say men cannot meditate and women can meditate better, not like that. But women, they are freer to express their emotion, you see. So, when they express in the wrong way, then they go wrong. It's always harmful and dangerous. They go crazy. But when they are healthy, the healthy expression of the loving kindness and the emotional side, then they become very powerful. When they focus the mind, stick to the object very easily. The rational mind doesn't stick easily. The rational mind look at the breath like this. But if you have a loving mind, see that, like a loving mother, pay attention. So nice. That's why I never like to look at the eyes of my father so much. But I prefer to look at the eyes of my mother always soothing. The mother's eyes is always soothing. Because why? My mother look at me, oh my son, how are you? Good. Don't worry. Fail, come again. Oh, well, all the loving. So I like to look at the eyes of my mother. But I look at my father's eyes. So you see or not, it's for the children, it's always the mother's eyes that's always soothing to us. Yeah, because of that. Because the touch, the human touch, heart-to-heart touch. So you have to touch your breath with that kind of quality of mind. Okay? Like that. Okay. So, okay. Hi, so.
You mentioned that for men, it's probably good to do the loving
kindness.
Meditation.
Loving kindness.
How do we do that?
Usually, there are two ways we teach. One way we teach a specific way to develop jhana. Then you have to have some rules. I cannot teach like this. Usually I have to go through a certain, let's say at least 3 days or 7 days, we teach. But generally we can always say in a few words you can practice on your own. Which we arouse our loving kindness through wishing. We just wish people, oh, may all beings be well, happy and peaceful. May all beings be well, happy and peaceful. Traditionally, we have four verses. Avera Hontu. May you be free from enmity. Enmity means hatred, danger, enemy. Avera Hontu. Then secondly, Abhyapaja Hontu. May you be mentally healthy, free from all the mental suffering. Then third, Abhya Aniga Hontu. May you be free from physical suffering, physically, may you be healthy. Then the last one is a wish on the cause. Sukhiyatana pariharantu, may you be, may you take care of yourself happily. Literally, we translate it like that. You can also say, may you be happy. But may you take care of yourself happily, it has a special meaning. Because you make sure that you work on the happy causes. The causes for happiness. That like this. So we wish like that. If you continuously give people good wishes, it can come in any other form of wishes also. But this is a tradition, you know, the specific training. But if you, for general training, you any good wish for people is always loving kindness, arousing loving kindness. Wish people, oh, may you be successful, may you do well in your exam, may you whatever. It's all metta, loving kindness. But if you do it continuously for 1 hour, 15 minutes, repeating it, you know, again and again in your mind, then you become very powerful. Okay? So usually we do to a group of people are generally is better. Yeah?
Okay, so the first one is what? May all beings be
free from enmity.
Enmity,
E-N-M-I-T-Y. It's in the chanting book actually, 146, second paragraph.
Oh.
Chanting book, page 146, yeah, second paragraph. Second paragraph, it covers all. It covers metta, karuna, mudita, loving kindness, compassion, appreciative joy, and equanimity. But the first four verse is for metta. Then the fifth verse is for compassion. Then the sixth verse is for appreciative joy, and the seven.
When you do that, you don't do the breathing, right?
You don't do breathing. You don't do two things at the same time.
And
no, you see, if you, I cannot teach that way, I teach generally, so that it arouses loving kindness only. If you want to say success, then I have to teach a specific way, success. So for general way, success means you have a lot of love for people, that's a success. But for the specific loving kindness meditation, success means first jhana, second jhana, third jhana. So the jhana success, you must have the object very special. Very brilliant, it's a being, but this is bright, and then you can absorb, and you can check your bhavanga, and then you can check all these qualities must come, and all the jhana factors must be fulfilled, like that.
When you say it's a being, you mean it's an object, or is it an animal being?
Any being can be the object of our loving kindness. Any living being, any being. Seen or unseen also can. But unseen being, usually you won't be able to take them as object unless you are able to see them with concentration.
So it's some kind of animal or some kind of creature?
Creature. Then you know. If you don't know, not sure, you cannot. Sometimes you can also do generally. Suppose you feel this house is haunted, you know, you don't see the ghost, but you just say, oh, may all be here. That's also okay. So usually, if you teach within a short time, you only teach a general practice, which you continue to wish and wish and wish. But if you want to do metta jhana specifically, then you have to spend some time with us, then you have to do follow according to the discipline. Okay, now we have...
尤其在美国哈，这个对立是很明显的。那有的人实在不是好人啊，他比 animal 还要坏、啊。你说 要 loving kindness， 那有的人 hurt you。那在美国 ，somebody hurt you， you gotta fight back， you gotta protect yourself。
Yeah, yeah.
Otherwise they beat you again， beat you again， they take your advantage， right？
Yeah.
那你怎么样说 loving kindness？ 对付这种人，在美国你不能做 loving kindness， 你就把他。然后他就乖乖的，就跟一个魔一样的，你不打他是不行的了。这说这种人，你说你要扔给看 ，How could it be？ 这是 real， 这是 real， 不是出家，出家可以啊。我们在世间你要去 fight 啊。
你把出家想象成太容易了。 家也是很多考验的。嗯，有些时候我们掏心掏肺去帮人家，人家也是像狗血咬回头的，也是有的。嗯，那也是要 loving kindness。So, love your enemy like Jesus. People slap you here.
Jesus was crucified.
Yeah.
That's the real, right? The real result. He was crucified.
Now you must look at the next life. You know. Okay. Just aside. Because of understanding of cause and effect, if you really understand the law of cause and effect, you don't look at only a short time frame, you know, you look at a longer time. Of course, when we say loving kindness, it doesn't mean we have to be stupid, you know. Loving kindness, you love, but you can always guard yourself. If you don't want to borrow money, if you think, okay, I want to give a gift to you, then okay, don't sign any paper. So if you want to borrow money from you, then if you find, oh, I want to make sure you pay back, you know. There are two ways of borrowing, lending money to people. If you lend money to people thinking that I don't care, you know, if you don't pay back, it's okay, fine for me. Then you don't need to care about the paper. But if you think, oh, I must make sure you don't swindle my money, I'm not sure you pay it back, you know, things like that. Make you accountable. So if that's the case, then you go by procedure. You just tell people, yes, I love you. That's why I lend you money. But paper is paper. You just go according to the official process. So in this way. So love doesn't mean naive. You know, you don't be naive. What you need to do, you do. You know, the proper protection and safeguards, you just do as usual. And if people come in and then break into your house, you know, you just call the police. You say, yeah, I have to love you. So that I don't give a second chance, you know, to do to another person. You see or not? But you can do with a loving heart, and you take action. With love, all the love in your mind, you take action. It is not going to be stupid. So, you have to practice loving kindness wisely. But you must practice loving kindness, you know. You see, the thing is, when people are bad, why must we let people's evil destroy our virtues and good qualities? That is a real failure, you see, you know. It is, of course, we are very sure that loving kindness is a good quality of our mind, which will produce good results for our life, present life and future life. So why should we destroy this good quality just because people are evil or bad? No. So if we understand, if we really love ourselves, we will cultivate even more loving kindness. No need to hate the enemy. You can run away from them. I don't associate with this person. It's okay. Or if I want to take action, I take action. Reasonable, legal action, whatever. But no need to create unwholesome causes for ourselves because people are evil. It's not worth. Isn't it so? You know? If you take an arrow and shoot at me, and I get hurt, I get hurt physically. But if I hate you, I'm hurting myself second time. I don't need to hate you. I will just take it out. And if I want to make you accountable, I just make you accountable. That's it. But you don't need to hate, because hate is a quality that destroys, is a wrong cause, you see. So people who hate, they don't get out of the cycle, you see. There's no need to, you have to get out of the cycle. Because of something, we must have done something bad in the past that to enable to make us encounter unpleasant experiences in life. You see, the reason that we are born in this human world and not in a heavenly world or other world is also because of our karma. Our karma, if it is that perfect and so superior karma, we won't be here anymore. So the reason that we are here, because our karma is not so perfect. It's a mixed karma. We have a good and we have a bad. So if that's the case, we just accept, you know, whatever that come to us, and ask ourselves, what is the best thing? What is the best response I can to make things better and not worse? So by getting angry and revenge, it's not necessary. We don't take revenge, you know. We can take deterrent action or preventive action, you know, or rehabilitative action, but not revenge, vengeful action. Not necessary. We can ask ourselves, okay, how can I deter this person from doing further harm to me? Like that. So, no need to suffer our destruction. People already hurt us. Why must our good qualities get hurt? People already make us suffer as a result to us, to our life. Then why must my causes get harmed and destroyed? I'm cultivating good causes all the time. Suddenly somebody come around and do bad to me, then my causes get destroyed. Should not. You know, you may mean cause bring me a bad result, but why must I create a new bad thing? You know, people throw bad things to us, dirty things to us, then already we have to suffer, we have to clean up already. But why must we suffer second arrow that our mind get hurt? Not necessary. It's not wise. So because of that, the best protection is loving kindness. don't let the devil make you a devil. If you are the angel, protect your angelic qualities. Next time slowly you meditate, you understand more about life, cause and effect. Slowly you appreciate this more. Okay? Huayi. 慈心禅讲一篇，再讲一篇了。他讲的就是我们说对众生要有慈心。他说在这个美国这个地方怎么可能有慈心？这个是对立的社会。那人家对我不好，我再捶他一捶，教训他一下，他就不会伤害我们，对吧？他是这样说。其实呢，慈心呢，并不表示我们要无知、很幼稚的被人家利用啊，被人家伤害啊，不是这样子的。慈心，如果我们知道这个人会伤害，我们当然就能够闪开就闪开，能够避开就避开。如果能够采取法律行动，也可以采取法律行动的，没有问题的。但是嗔恨别人对我们没有好处，因为嗔恨别人是一个苦因来的，这是苦因。所以你嗔恨别人，你用你就去生气别人啊，你是在这你让人家摧毁你的美德。所以我们好不容易才培养了一些美德，那我们让人家摧毁我们的美德，那太可惜了，对吧？所以我们要保护我们自己的善因，我们不要为了别人的恶失去我们的善。所以就好像如果有人拿一支箭射向我，那我中箭了过后我已经受伤了，如果我再恨他，我嗔恨他，我就受伤第二次了，所以不值得。我可以把静静的把那个箭拔出来，然后呢我看一下能够做什么咯。当然如果能够把那个人抓起来就抓到起来咯，就是这样子嘛，但用不着恨他嘛。所以说我们其实把他抓起来也是一种慈悲嘛，也是可以用慈悲心的嘛，为了避免你再伤害到别人，你这个人要伤害别人，所以我能抓你起来就抓你起来吧，这样子。但是我们用不着恨，所以我们的慈悲心不是没有智慧的。刚才给的例子像借钱也是一样，除非通常借钱有两种态度，一种就是你不在乎那个人还你不还你，那你不在乎他还就当着送，你心里想嘴巴讲借，他心里想反正我送你就好了，那个就不用白纸黑字。但是如果是你要他还的，那当然你就到规矩走就好了嘛，就是我还是有个签约万一你违约你要怎么办就照写就好了嘛。慈爱是慈爱嘛，你借已经是慈爱了嘛，是不是？所以你就这样子照规矩走，就不会有这些风险。所以慈爱并不表示我们不用智慧，这是一点。那还有呢，就是我们的这个散播慈心呢，基本上呢就是一种有两个层面我们在教。一种就是教人家慈心禅定，那如果慈心禅定我不会这么草率的教的，我一定是你要来好几天然后慢慢的给你 熟悉那个规则啊才行。那如果只是一般性的执行呢，那随口就可以告诉你了，基本上就是祝福别人。你任何一种祝福都是祝福，你怎么祝福别人，只是祝福人家好，都是属于执行。哦，但是如果你祝福人家，在传统上的祝福了，一般的祝福是愿你平安快乐，也就可以了，或者平安快乐祥和，这也可以。但是传统的祝福呢是有四句话，我们的课诵本146面第二段那边有，阿维拉昏度，愿你没有仇敌，没有仇恨，阿维拉百家昏度，愿你没有精神的苦，就是心很健康，尼嘎昏度，愿你没有肉体的苦，身体健康，斯基亚达拉巴雷哈兰度，愿你快乐的照顾好自己，也就是说愿你在因上守护得好，做好对的快乐的因，是这样。所以你可以选择你觉得你喜欢了，你就这样子念，然后一直祝福，祝福久了，然后那慈心就一直在流露，每一个祝福就让我们的慈心在流露，这样 OK 好了。 You still have some time? You made it for a while. Today is God's last day, so we allow you to ask more questions. So, 我们打坐一下咯。18分钟也很不错。我们打坐18分钟了。You can do freely if you need deep breath and relaxation, you can do, and if not, you can do anapanasati straight away also as you wish.